Biddlestone's conclusions were also supported by other scholars of ancient antiquity. Thus, we have proof that the events recounted in the Odyssey have a true historical starting point, the city of Troy, and an end point, Ithaca. Such discoveries beg the question, what about everything in between? How much of Homer's epic poems of gods and monsters could also be true? It is now readily accepted that, despite the question of Homer's identity, these stories do seem to recount a great war that truly happened. In fact, these two epics shine a light into an era known as the Greek Dark Ages, a turbulent time that saw the collapse of three Bronze Age civilizations, the Greek Mycenaeans, the Anatolian Hittites, and the Egyptians. How and why did this happen? Recent discoveries reveal that a series of battles did sweep the Mediterranean region. The fighting was so widespread that some historians declared this to be the first great global war, even calling it World War Zero. Much of this dark struggle still remains shrouded in mystery, though some archaeologists now believe there was a fourth civilization involved in this fighting, a civilization that defeated the other three, then vanished into the past. If true, who were these lost people? Could Homer's stories offer clues to their origin and where they went? The answers can be found within these pages and will shed light on a new world war threatening us today. So consider yourselves forewarned. Not all stories of gods and monsters are fiction. Notes from the Scientific Record. We are a curious lot, us humans. Unfortunately, our curiosity sometimes leads us into more trouble than it does benefit us. Especially when it comes to inventions. The wheel came into widespread use around 3500 BC, and since then, we've not stopped innovating to both improve our lives and to better understand it. The old adage, necessity is the mother of all inventions, remains as true today as it did back in 3500 BC. But is this sustainable? Will we reach a time when advancement stagnates? Some believe we've already reached that tipping point. Tyler Cowen, an economist at George Mason University, penned a manifesto, The Great Stagnation, stating that we've reached our apex of innovation by having already taken full advantage of cheap energy and industrial age breakthroughs. He thinks our time of rapid advancement is coming to an end. Or will it? There certainly have been periods of technological stagnation, mostly because individual societies actively choose to stop innovating. The Chinese did it after the Ming era. The Arab world followed suit during the 14th century. Still, it seems whenever one part of the world douses the flame of innovation, another picks it up. When the Arab world was sinking into darkness, the countries of Europe started the Renaissance, carrying forward the torch that the Islamic world had forsaken. To illustrate, from the 8th to the 14th century, known as the Islamic Golden Age, Arab scientists proved themselves to be masters of design and innovation. One of the most prominent was Ismail al-Jazari, 1136 to 1206, who invented all manner of tools from water clocks to sophisticated automatons. The components and techniques of construction were beyond anything seen before. Al-Jazari's greatest masterwork was a volume titled The Book of Knowledge of Ingenious Mechanical Devices and contained diagrams for more than 100 inventions. He would become known as the Leonardo da Vinci of the Arab world. In fact, it is believed that Leonardo was influenced, even borrowed, from the works of al-Jazari, who died two centuries before Leonardo was born. By doing so, Leonardo carried forward the torch of innovation that had been abandoned by the Islamic world after its golden age dimmed. In fact, al-Jazari's influence over Leonardo has proven to be far greater than anyone imagined, as you will soon discover. Still, such is the path of innovation, passed from one hand to another, from one country to another, from one century to another. Finally, let's return to the old adage, necessity is the mother of all invention.